Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone here on this sunny, well, not so much sunny, cloudy mainly, evening here in the UK. I know that it's, well, it's getting on in years now. It's, well, not so much in years, in the months. Before we know it, Christmas is going to be up on us and here we go again, back to the winter times. But welcome for joining us. Thank you for joining us and you're more than welcome to be here. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I've got an amazing show lined up here for today and an amazing guest lined up here. This guest has been on many times before and, you know, it's a pleasure to have this guest on with us. I know that you're going to enjoy some fantastic readings with my guest and myself. It's none other than the wonderful Leanne Thomas. Hiya, Leanne, how are you doing there?
Oh, hi, Mike. Thank you so much. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. It's nice to hear that you know that things are moving forward in your life as well, and for those around you as well, because you know it's always nice to see you know when we move forward, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And things have been really picking up for me. I've been a school teacher for 17 years. And I went down to 50% in my job. So I work every morning till just before noon. And then I take readings, sittings, and radio shows and other things then in the afternoons now. And it's been, I was worried, of course, you know, I'm a regular person like everybody else, worried that, you know, would the readings come, would the people keep coming, and they are. So I feel very blessed to be busy.
Well, Leanne, you know, so long as you're working from your heart and you're working with the spirit world, I'm sure that the spirit world will always work with you and bring the people to you because, you know, there's such a need out there, isn't there, for people to have communication of their loved ones in the spirit world. And I believe, you know, sometimes there is a lack of that out there, of people that are able to do what we do as communicators because, you know, it's not just, well, you know, I can talk to the spirit world and give you a message. It's much deeper than that, isn't it?
I really believe so. And I just had, I did a group reading and somebody asked, how does that work? And one of the things I talked about was that there's a link to the spirit world that we have to help create. So the spirit world connects in to us through our vibration and our energy, and then we connect into the spirit world through our vibration and energy. So there's this back and forth or this link that gets created. It gets strengthened with the information or with the evidence that's coming through. And so people who are getting their reading kind of have to work there with us too, so that whatever validating information we're bringing through for whoever we're giving the reading to, there's all participation between the three of us, whoever they have in the spirit world, us as the medium, the go-between, and then the person sitting there. It's kind of this energetic circle, if you will, that gets made. And it's a joy to be able to do this work. You know, we call it a gift because it really is, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't come without its challenges.
Oh, most definitely, you know, and I suppose in some way it's challenges every single day, isn't it? You know, that I find the biggest challenge that we have to overcome and learn to overcome, Leanne, it's ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
You know, and I believe that we put the biggest barriers in our way that ever possible. Leanne, how can people find you? Because I know that we have listeners all over the world. So how can people get a hold of you?
Well, one of the easiest ways is through Facebook. Most people are using Facebook, and I'm Leanne, L-E-A-N-N-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Medium, on Facebook. And then my website is angelichope.com. And I do have clients that are international. I do Skype readings as well. So I have clients in Australia and in the UK and in Canada and in, you know, South America and different places. And so it's really, we're able, and I know you're able to do this too, Mike, be able to connect to anyone in the world with the use of Skype, which is free and amazing.
Of course, you know, and it's a fantastic thing Skype is, you know, because, you know, a part of the show comes through Skype. And, you know, we're able to bring communication from wherever in the world to wherever in the world to give that communication of life continuation. And, you know, as long as we use the tools in front of us, like you say, like Skype, and you know, it kind of holds no boundaries for anyone, does it? Because we can speak together or to each other from all over the world.
Yes.
So, you know, Skype is a wonderful thing. Facebook is a fantastic thing as well. Yeah, just drop Leanne a message on Facebook, and then you can certainly find out which is the better way, isn't it, to have that reading with you, isn't it?
Yes, any of those ways work. I also do phone readings. And if you're in my area, which I live in the San Francisco Bay Area of California, so if you're in that area, then you could also come see me face-to-face.
Okay, and where to is that? That's in...
Say it one more time.
I said, where did you say the people will be able to come and see you too?
Oh, they can see me face-to-face. They can come and have an in-person reading with me if they live in the San Francisco Bay Area of California.
Right, okay. I do apologize. I missed that.
Oh, yeah. No, that's okay. And sometimes Skype drops us a little bit here and there.
No, it's probably my hearing. You know, Leanne, as I said a little bit earlier on off air, you know, not smoking now, it's... You know, it's probably taking its toll other ways, and if it's you know, affecting my hearing, then it's affecting my hearing. So you know, everyone, you can listen to Leanne, or rather, get in touch with Leanne via Facebook, which is Leanne Thomas, or on Leanne's website, which is angelichopes.com. That's right, Leanne, isn't it?
Yeah, angelichope.com. Yes.
Okay, and I know if you are in the chat room, I know that. If you are in the chat room there, you are, yeah, I know, Leanne, you are in the chat room, and people can maybe just drop you a message there, can't they?
Sure, absolutely.
And so let's give everyone your name in the chat room, which is Angelic Hope, which is quite simple, really, because that ties with your website, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes.
So that's absolutely perfect. Leanne, do you want to tell the listeners how long you've been working for the spirit world?
Oh, golly. You know, professionally giving readings since 2009, and that's when I really owned my gift and started giving sittings and readings and doing radio shows, and just really decided to step out of my comfort zone that I had created for myself to do it. But stepping on that journey, I realized just before 2009, 2007, 2008, that it's something that was with me my whole life. I wouldn't have been able to tell you that back in, say, like 2005 even, or 2006. It wasn't something that I was ready to embrace or even talk about. So I haven't been doing it professionally for that long. So what is that, 4 years I've been doing it professionally. But when I look back, and I know when I can see my life and through meditation and then through the spirit world connecting with me, it's something that I had always had. And I do remember from the time of being very little, 3 or 4 years old, connecting to angels and believing that I was talking to angels and seeing angels just as much as if I were to see you and you were sitting across from me, we were having lunch together.
Yeah.
And I would just know things. I would know when certain things were going to happen. I would have that intuition. Now, did I always listen to it through my teen years? Absolutely not. But I would say right about the time I was like 33 years old, it really started grabbing a hold of me, and I couldn't ignore it any longer. And then I put it on hold further, and then I started reading and studying everything that I could get my hands on. I'm 45 years old now, and really loving the journey that I'm on with spirit and the opportunities that keep putting themselves in my place. Like, I keep thinking, this is like, what an amazing, incredible, crazy life that I have. Here I am, this school teacher in my little corner of the world, just, you know, connecting into to people. And then the television show that I did back in February, and then, you know, the connection with Lisa Williams and the different things and opportunities that are coming forward with her that were things we're working on. It just keeps seeming like this little sweet normal life that I had is pretty much upside down from that, from what that has been over the years. And I have to say that I'm fully grateful, but I have to tell you, at first it was quite, I had to be brave to step up to it.
Most definitely. And I'm glad that you mentioned the Lisa Williams, because I know that you've had some fantastic training there with Lisa Williams, who is, you know, a very well-known medium there in the States and here in the UK, because I know Lisa Williams is originally from the UK, isn't she?
She is, yeah. She was born in the UK and didn't come out to the States until, I believe, her early 30s. And then that's when things broke for her, that she was connected with Merv Griffin, who is, we know, as a television producer. He's since passed into the spirit world himself, but he's the one that got her started with her first television show. And pretty much right after her first episode, her life completely changed. And then she's able to bring her message to the world. And at this point now, she's really trying to open schools across the world. She has one now that's being a brick-and-mortar school that is opening in the L.A. area of California. And she's working on some projects there, and I'm very proud to be connected to the projects that she has going on there.
Wonderful. And you know, as I said, you know, Lisa's a fantastic worker for the spirit world. She really is. And a fantastic ambassador. But not only that, she's a fantastic teacher, because I know that's where you've studied, if you like, and that's where you have got your education from. And, you know, through Lisa Williams, we have Leanne Thomas. What better can we ask for, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty blessed, yeah.
You know, and I imagine it's been quite a journey there through Lisa Williams to yourself to bring you to where you are, to working on a national stage yourself, because, you know, I know that it's not just in your, as you call it, your little small corner of the earth that you're working. You are branching out now there, Lisa, aren't you?
I'm hoping to. Things are in the works, going in that direction. And so I'm just going to trust spirit and see what comes forward there. And, you know, I really have a huge appreciation for Lisa, and then also you and many others that are trained by spirit, that they were just trained by spirit, like coming up along in their life and work with spirit, and spirit trained them. And I had some of that, I have to say, but I was just very much skeptical, even of my own gift. And so having the classes and having that supporter, that someone that's been on the path before me, was necessary for me. But I got to acknowledge that you and many others, that just spirit was their teacher, and I think that's fantastic.
You know, and I think that, you know, the more that we comprehend that the spirit world can teach us,
yep,
then the better it will be for Laura's. Because I know, you know, that you said that you, for a long time, you pushed it to a side and you was aware of things, you understood things. I think a lot of us kind of go through this throughout our lives, don't we? And we always do push it to a side, because we are taught from, you know, a young child that it's all in your mind, it's imaginary. Then we go through school and we kind of lose it there as well. But all we are actually doing throughout development is really regaining what was once naturally ours anyway.
Mm-hmm. I very much believe that. And I do think probably a lot of the people listening here experience that themselves in one way or another, tried to be normal. Is what I call it. Tried to be normal. Probably a lot of the people listening as well tried to be normal and having their own experiences and opening up to their own gifts. And I don't think you have to be 4 years old or 14 years old or 24 years old. You might be 44 or 54 and coming into your gifts. And I think that's happening for a lot of people.
Most definitely. You know, it's more widely accepted now than it ever was, I think, because, you know, we can go back through the history of spiritualism, where modern spiritualism first began, you know, back in Hydesville.
Mm-hmm.
And to where it is now, you know, we've come a long way since then, because, you know, we would be in darkened rooms, in cellars, maybe asking, is anyone here, you know, holding hands. And we've come a long way now to where we can work publicly, we can work in spiritual centers, we can work in spiritual church. Even look, Chris, now we work on radio, TV. You know, the media is massive that we can work on, and it's bringing it to the people, I suppose. That's exactly what the vision that I had was, bringing it to the people. Maybe for people that couldn't really come to see me live, because, you know, what you got to remember, Leanne, that as people like my mum, who's a wheelchair user, and has used a wheelchair for at least 25 years, so she wouldn't be able to come to an audience to come and see me. So, you know, the radio was the way that people like my mum, and I imagine there's millions and billions of them across the world, would have the opportunity to listen in and to have the right to have a communication. And I think that's the way forward, that, well, certainly for myself, to bring it out, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's interesting that you mentioned, like, the spiritual churches and the movement that happened, because we owe a great debt to Doris Stokes and Helen Duncan and the other people that went to jail because they did this work before us with their amazing gifts. They persevered. They paved the way in a lot of regards so that we could do this and not be worried about being thrown into jail and having that happen. And now we have the avenues, radio and television and, all of these media outlets that are available to us, YouTube, all of these other things that can get the word out. And so anybody out there can now come to a greater understanding or learning of it. And whenever we let go of ignorance, which is just a lack of understanding, is when we have more tolerance and more love towards something. And that's more than likely what's happening with what we do. And then I think our greater religions, nothing wrong with them. They're beautiful. But, you know, they so very much don't always want to have the full truth out there in an effort to control people. And so with what we do, we break those barriers down. And we help people to be able to think for themselves or to understand another side or bring more truths forward that hasn't happened in the past with traditional religions.
Absolutely. You know, and you mentioned there about Helen Duncan, you know, a lady that I really take my hat off to, because, you know, she was one of the ones that was imprisoned for believing that she could communicate to the spirit world, because she spoke out about it. A lady that was in prison and predicted something will happen, like a ship, and the ship went down at the right time, at the right place that she predicted, something that she couldn't have physically done herself, was to, you know, make the ship go down. And predicted the amount of deaths, the amount of survivors, and they really, you know, the courts, the higher courts, had to stand up and really take notice of Helen Duncan. And that's where it was overturned, Leanne, wasn't it, about where it was classed as witchcraft, where then we was brought into a religion, a science, and a philosophy. And, you know, I have quite often used that lady Helen Duncan there within my philosophies of what I'm out doing of a service, because I think, how many of us would have the courage today to say, okay, I'll go to prison because I believe in the spirit world. I'll go to prison because I know I can communicate with the spirit world. And, you know, there's not many people that would do that today, Leanne, is there?
No, it's really, for some of us, it was hard enough for me to leave 50% of my job. And I trust spirit and I'm really loving my life, but I really see, like, the lengths that she went to. And I mean, she was an incredible trans medium, brought forward all kinds of evidence, and she died doing this work as well. Like, they had a raid that happened when she was in someone's basement doing a group sitting situation, and she was a trans medium. And so what happens is that, you know, we have the plasma that comes from the ectoplasma that comes from typically the solar plexus area of the body that can begin to form shapes and images. And when the raid happened, the ectoplasm sucked back into her body through the abdominal area and burned her. And then she was so badly burned that she later succumbed to her injuries and passed. So she was so dedicated. Not only was she willing to go to jail, but she pretty much gave her life for this work.
And again, how many of us would have that courage, that conviction to do that? You know, it's quite phenomenal, isn't it? You know, when you sit back and think of what Helen Duncan did for this movement, because I believe if it wasn't for Helen Duncan, maybe we would be still, you know, of the mind of being not sure, still of the mind of maybe sitting in darkened rooms, maybe still holding hands, asking, is anyone there, without realizing that the spirit world is very much around us here and now, that they're everywhere we are. You know, they walk this vibrational life with us. Yes, they haven't got that physical body. Yes, that's what passes away. That's what dies, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But it's that soul, that spirit within, is what keeps us alive, or what is alive, if you like, in mm-hmm. the spirit world. And we use that to bring the evidence through from the spirit world to connect with our loved ones in this life to say, hey, you know, I'm not some millions of miles, I'm right here with you, and I can bring you evidence to prove to you. You know, and I know that we briefly spoke there about other religions, which, you know, again, which they are perfect, they are beautiful, and you know, I for one will always say, you know, and always think, if we have a faith in something, mm-hmm. it will carry us through this life. So it doesn't matter to me what faith you have. To you, it's perfect to you.
Yeah.
But spiritualism is the only, I mean, every religion will talk of the afterlife, mm-hmm. but spiritualism is the only one that will prove life after death. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it does.
Leanne, you know, I could talk to you for hours upon hours. Our listeners, you know, are very much engrossed into our conversation here. Mm-hmm. But Leanne, I know I got my producers in the background just saying that I need to go to my first music break. So,
okay.
I know that we've got listeners from India, and hi those that are listening in from India, because I can see them in the chat room. So let's go to our first music break, and well, I'm sure, Leanne, you're going to love this one, because what a perfect song here.
Oh,
Well, what a perfect song there, Liam, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Absolutely. Footprints in the Sand by Leona Lewis. Absolutely perfect. Okay, so so you are Leanne Thomas?
Yes.
People can get a hold of you on Facebook via Leanne Thomas?
Leanne Thomas Medium, yep. And angelichope.com is my website.
Perfect. I know that we've got quite the full list in front of us at the moment, but there is still time for people to call in if they want to call in. The numbers they need to dial, or you need to dial, is 760-283-4611. Or if you are calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, there is a Skype icon at the top of the page there. Just press that and you will come straight through to the studio. And in order, we will take your calls in order. So I will ask each and everyone who's on the lines at the moment to be patient. We will get you as soon as we possibly can. So, Leanne, so should we go straight to the phone lines now?
Let's do it.
Okay, and let's go to area code 410 and say, hi, 410. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Kathy from Maryland. How are you?
Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Kathy, can I ask you what was the reason was that you called in for?
I'd like to know about my gifts. I'm working on opening my third eye. And
okay.
I'm wondering how I was doing.
Okay. Leanne, do you want to take this one and then we'll just go like that?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
You know, Kathy, what I'm picking up for you first, and I do have a message coming through from a female that sounds on dad's side of the family for me. She was petite in stature, that not necessarily in size, but she gives me petite in stature, and she's wearing a white sweater over her shoulders without her arms being inside them, and there's kind of a chain that she has that attaches one side of the sweater to the other, and I feel like this is going, this is this woman, thank you very much, she had issues with her eyes before she's passing, she's giving me. Does that resonate for you with anyone that you can think of, grandmother figure or an aunt on dad's side of the family?
Well, I didn't get to meet the grandmother on my father's side.
Okay.
You know, it sounds like a grandmother figure.
Okay. It doesn't sound like somebody on the other side, because sometimes they don't play by my rules when I ask them to stand in a certain place. But does it sound like a grandmother on your other side? Because she's making me feel like you were aware of her.
I did know my mother's mother.
Does the description sound a little like her?
A little, yeah.
Okay, here's what she's giving me, is that you're going to be able to finish either a class, a course, something you're currently studying, and there's a sense of needing to complete that to work with the third eye here and the other things that you're doing. So you've either taken study on in your own, because she put the books around you, or that you've taken a class. And I do see a class coming up for you that will support this for you. She's taking you from that into self-employment here, and successful self-employment coming forward for you. And there's a relationship that you currently have. She's also talking about how that has been in some kind of a conflict or an issue about this that will be coming back together, a coming close together for you. And then there'll be a partnership with this work that you do with the third eye. But I also see healing around you, because she's showing me your hands, and your hands are like on fire, and my hands are on fire right now. Like the palms of my hands are on fire for you. And I also want to... There you go. And this woman's also giving me this name, so I'm going to put this with you. I'm getting the name Margaret, but somebody who went by the name of Peggy, that goes with a Peggy, that her name was Margaret but went by Peggy. Does that resonate with you?
Is the woman alive, or?
They're just giving me this name, and I feel like there's a connection to the spirit world. If it is somebody that's alive, still in your life, there would be a connection with her on the other side. So a woman that connects to her on the other side as well.
Okay, I'll think about that one.
So do you have a Peggy or a Margaret that goes by Peg or Peggy on this side then?
I can't think right now.
Okay, that's okay, because I feel there is somebody in the family, not just a friend, but somebody in the family that's connecting to this name, and I know there's someone on the other side that's bringing forward the and bringing that that connection in there for you. But you have a lot of support coming forward here with doing the healing work and also the work around the third eye, which is bringing in your intuition. So this will be a sense of moving towards going more deeply into the body with your intuition there as well. And so the courses and all of that other is definitely coming forward for you. There's going to be a sense, she says, of waiting for perfect timing, either on a class or learning or something kind of the next steps coming forward for you, but it is happening.
Okay, well, thank you. That's a great, great reading. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, Kathy, for calling in, and thank you, Leander, for that wonderful reading. Kathy, you know, you can always get a copy of your reading by going to the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, and it's area code 231, and say, hi, 231, can I take your name there, please?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Michigan.
Okay, Elizabeth, and can I ask you what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I had my arm twisted by a lady named Pam Rogers.
Okay.
So.
Okay, well, I know that Pamela, Oh, right, that lady, I know that what lady you're on about. Okay, so was it a reading that she was looking for?
Reason that I was looking for or she was looking for?
No, for yourself. Elizabeth, let me make a connection to the spirit world and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Okay. Well, I do have a whole slew of dead relatives.
Okay. Well, don't tell me anything. It's up to me to give you information of people that's passed over to establish of who I'm working with, okay, to bring forward their love and vibration. Now, Elizabeth, I am aware of a lady, first of all, that connects there with you, a lady that I believe that's been in the spirit world for quite some time, she tells me. I know that she would have been quite ill prior to her passing because she makes me aware that she suffered for quite some time there before she passed on to the spirit world. I know that she makes my stomach turns around in knots at the minute, which means to me that this lady would have passed on to the spirit world with like a cancerous kind of a condition there, because I know that she makes her way. She deteriorated very quickly before she passed there. I know that she had lots of support, lots of help from this life, from the people around her. I do believe I want to link it towards like your mum's side of your family, because she brings me close to your mum's side. Do you understand?
Probably my mom's grandmother.
Okay, perfect. And would I be right in saying that to you that she was a very slight, slim lady in the build of her body before she passed there?
Something like that, only it was a benign brain tumor.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I know that this lady connects you with us at the moment, okay, and she tells me that she's been around your life quite a lot of late. Now, Elizabeth, would I be right in saying to you that there's been a lot of difficulty in your life at the moment? Is that right?
Yeah, I survived medical calamity earlier this year, medical crisis.
Okay, bless your heart, because it makes me aware there's been a lot of difficulty within your life. And she says to me that it's been a very much of an uphill struggle there for yourself. And she tells me that it's only through the help and support, not just of your family and your friends, that it's like kind of give you the determination to continue on. Do you understand that? Because I know that you have a lot of support and a lot of help from those as closest to you. Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, she says to me that from where she is in the spirit, what she's been doing of her best, there's a gentleman that wants to come in by the side of it. And now I know that this gentleman makes her aware that he passed quite suddenly. I know it was the heart that took this man home to the spirit world, because he makes me aware it was his heart that he passed, and he was quite quickly. Now, he tells me that you know, he's not on your mum's side, he's maybe more towards your dad's side, because I feel like more of a connection towards your dad's side of the family with this man. And I do believe that when he passed, he makes you aware of being 63, if I'm honest with you, of when he passed on to the spirit world there, Elizabeth. Do you understand of who he is?
Yeah. Probably my grandpa's younger brother would be my guess.
Okay, because I know that he makes me aware that he passed very quickly onto the spirit world. Now, I know as well of when he was with us, he was a man that whatever he had to say out, he would come, please, or offend. Do you understand of that with him there?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, bless him, because I know that he's joined us as well. And as he's joined us, you know, if I said that to you, Elizabeth, that you're thinking of what's my next step now, do you understand that you're thinking, what is your next step? Where do I go from here on in? Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know that's what he has come to say to me there. Where is my next step? And I believe I want to say that you follow your heart, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires you. So you know you get a lot of these gut feelings, is that right there, Elizabeth? You get lots of gut feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you follow them, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires you, okay? There's something to do about... okay.
What's that?
He makes me aware to say that you, that, you know, that you feel as if you're kind of like losing a bit of control there, Elizabeth. Do you understand that you feel as if you're losing a bit of control?
Yeah, I do kind of feel that way, yes.
Okay, see, because he makes me aware of that, okay? And I know that of where you feel as if you're losing a bit of control, he says, let's try and pull the reins in a little bit, because I know that's what he makes me aware of there with you. You pull in the reins a bit, because I know that you're a lot stronger, Elizabeth, than what people give you credit for. Do you understand that?
Yeah, my mom's a bit overprotective, for one thing.
Okay, bless. Okay, because I know I want to say that you pull in those, you know, people don't give you enough credit for how much strength that you have. I know that you're a very determined lady, and you will do exactly what you need to do in this vibrational life.
I've come in full circle than what I've had before in the past year.
Okay, perfect. Okay. See, doesn't that just demonstrate to you that the spirit world are around your vibration? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there anything else you want? Was there any other questions you want?
Well, there's someone among the living who's a good friend who's fighting cancer. That's about it. I don't know if you...
Okay, I missed that. Say that again, Elizabeth.
A family friend.
Okay. You want to know about a family friend that's in the spirit world? Is that what you're saying to me?
Not. Oh, okay. You don't do the living, do you?
No. You know, that's one thing I cannot do. I cannot predict futures. I cannot talk about people that's
okay,
around.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just go back to the people in the spirit world and see what they have to say there for me. Okay. Now, would this be somebody that you're very worried about at the moment?
Well, I guess I'm concerned about I'm adopted, see, and I guess I'm concerned about my biological father.
Right. Okay. You know, that's something that I can't go into, to be honest with you. You know, my forte is to link to the spirit world and just give you information of what they have come to say. If I said to you that you've been searching for your biological father, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's been gone longer than I realize.
Okay. Okay, because I know that I've been told about searching, you know, and I believe that in the fullness of time, you'll come against or are up against your biological father when the time is right there for you, okay? But I'm being told to hang on in there, and that time will come quite soon there. Okay, does that help you a little bit there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Sorry to hold you up.
Okay. You know, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And remember, say hello to Pam for me, because Pam is a lovely lady. She's a wonderful person and a regular listener here to Mike Spirit FM. So thank you to the two of you, and thank you for calling there, Elizabeth. And I'll say have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye. Thanks. Now, bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and it's area code 315. Hi, 315. Can we take your name there, please?
Oh, my God, it's Annette.
Sorry, I missed that. Annette, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Annette. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from New York.
From New York. Wonderful. Well, Annette, I'm going to hand you over to the very capable hands there of Leanne. Leanne, this is Annette, and it's all over to you.
Hi, Annette. How are you?
Hi, Leanne. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Do you have a question that you wanted me to look into?
Yes. I was. Are you just a medium or are you a psychic too?
I can work both angles, typically.
Okay. How about if you give me just a general reading? Is that okay?
Sure, I can give you a general reading. Well, I have to tell you that I have a male in spirit that steps up for you, and I know this gentleman is on Dad's side of the family. I also want to give you that there is something about him either smoking cigarettes or cigar because he's pushing smoke out towards me on my face. And so I'm not sure where this figure comes in, and he could be connected to a male that was a relationship for you because he takes one step back for me. But what he's saying for you is that it's time to face a decision that you need to make. There's somewhat of a fear around you about taking a step forward here with something, and he says it's time to take that step forward. And I feel like it has to do with business in some way because he says there is a good business decision coming forward for you, but you need to make it. And he's also putting like family around you. And I feel like he's saying with family, there's also financial security. So if there's something that has to do with family for you right now or something that's off with work in some way, there is financial security coming forward with that for you. Also, I am being made aware of a female that steps forward in your energy field now as well, and she is giving me also my symbol for passing from cancer because she's showing me her energy getting thinner and thinner, and then also the loss of hair, which is a symbol for me. Now, do either of those, like I'll just check in with you and those lovely people in spirit for you resonate with you?
Everything, because my father was a heavy smoker and he had lung cancer, mm-hmm. but he didn't pass with cancer. And mm-hmm. he was a businessman, and I have some mm-hmm. land that I've been hanging on to that's really caused me a financial problem. And, you know, because mm-hmm. it wasn't the it made it tough for me to get rid of. And my mom did pass with breast cancer, but she didn't lose her
okay.
hair, but she did pass with cancer.
Okay. Got it. Well, I feel like what he's saying is that you're getting blessings to work towards letting this property go for you and that it will bring finances forward. And so Dad isn't holding on to any idea here for you that you have to keep this. I don't know if it's the living or the conflicts with the living here that's making it hard with this, but you're getting all of his blessings to be able to let this go. And I feel like it is. He's showing me that it will go and it will bring in some financial security here.
Okay. Now, I'm dealing with a gentleman that has to do with my land, and if my dad can give me some information, do I deal with this man named Tom or do I list it with a realtor?
Yeah, I feel like he's showing me that you're going to need a realtor to help you be able to push everything forward. He's giving me the realtor. Lock, stop. Yep, absolutely. I'm getting a lot of support around that. And he's saying that this will absolutely happen. And is there also, would you understand, would there be a change of career for someone close to you or you? Because he's also talking about a big change.
My daughter, a photographer.
Oh, good stuff coming forward for her. Good stuff coming
mm-hmm.
forward for her. And would you also relate in some way to the name Sarah?
Sarah. The only thing I know is my ex-boyfriend wanted to name his daughter Sarah if he had one.
Oh,
but
he had one. Interesting. I'm not sure why I'm
yeah.
picking up the name Sarah or if it has something to do with the sale of this property or some kind of a partnership or something coming forward for your daughter, but I heard it very loud. The name Sarah come through. So just be on the lookout for that in a very positive way. I'm feeling very positive with this. But I feel like that is also showing me ducks in a row for you. So the realtor will help you be able to place all the ducks in the row so that nobody can hinder you and everything gets played out correctly with as few roadblocks as possible towards this. But there's going to be financial outcome here for you, and he's absolutely happy about that. And would you understand the distance between mom and dad? Like, I'm not sure exactly what they're showing me, but they're showing me some kind of a distance between the two of them.
They were divorced.
Okay, that would make sense. Sometimes they just give me these little symbols, and when I'm doing radio, it goes very quickly. Please know that they're wanting me to say to you from the other side that they don't have the differences that they had when they were here together. Okay, so they've also made whatever amends they needed to do on the other side there. So, and also I'm getting from your mom the need to give you thank yous. She's saying that don't leave. She's like telling me don't leave until she says thank yous to you. There's something that you put forward for her that she needs to say thank you here.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Yes, I appreciate your reading.
Yeah, many blessings to you. You have a lot of love in the spirit world, so you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Annette. Thank you, Annette, there for calling, and thank you, Leanne, again for another perfect, lovely reading. So, Annette, remember you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aww.
You know, Leanne, we've had some wonderful callers so far, haven't we?
Yeah, really great show.
We really have. Now, we need to go to the next piece of music. So it's time for us to put our feet up, and this is a pretty much of a new song. Well, it is a new song. So I don't think you may have had it yet in the States, but it's going down a storm here in the UK. So enjoy.
Your mouth is a revolver, find bullets in the sky. Your love is like a soldier, loyal till you die. And I've been looking at the stars for a long, long time. I've been putting out fires all my life. Everybody wants a flame, they don't want to get burned. And today is our turn. Days like these lead to nights like this. In my bonfire heart, people like us, we don't need that much, just someone that starts the spark in our bonfire heart.
This world is getting colder, strangers passing by. No one offers you a shoulder, no one looks you in the eye. But I've been looking at you for a long, long time, just trying to break through, trying to make you mine. Everybody wants to play, they don't want to get burned. Well, today is our turn. Days like these lead to nights like this.
Days like these lead to
Well, that was a fantastic James Blunt. Have you had that out in the States yet, Leon?
I haven't heard it. It doesn't mean that it's not out here, though, because I don't get around too much. It's possible. It's a beautiful song.
Well, you know, it is a beautiful song. It really is. James Blunt, Bonfire Heart, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go straight back to the phone lines, and we have area code 856 and say, hi, 856. Can I take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Laura. Hi, Laura. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Hi, how are you? I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey, wonderful. Laura, I believe I read for you not so long ago, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah. That's okay. That's fine. Leanne, do you mind taking this caller? Because I know that I've done a reading for Laura just maybe a few weeks ago.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, do you have a question, Laura?
Yes. Are you by any chance picking up anything about me getting another job, moving to another state?
Oh, moving to another state with another job. Let me take a look at that. Okay. Let me see. Give me a second here to tap fully in. Okay. Yeah. Well, what they're giving me for you first that I see here, and I have a lovely female for you that steps up on mom's side of the family for me, and she steps over one generation for mom. So mom may be in spirit, but that's not the energy that I'm picking up here, is that I'm picking up more on a grandmother figure. It could be an aunt, but it would have to be somebody that was older than your mom that's coming through here. She's making me very aware of her wanting to watch over and protect and be around you at this time, because things are going to happen kind of quickly. She says you're nearing the end of a difficult situation, and that things are going to be moving fast. Now, would you also understand, like, there was some kind of a lull in your energy field? I don't know if you recently were sick or had some kind of an issue that way. But she's giving me, like, there's a sense of being better, higher energy, things moving forward for that for you on your side, and that you are going to be making a move here. She's giving me this move for you, though, more towards, I want to say, I see you there at the beginning of the year of 2014. So I don't feel like it could happen sooner than that, but I see you settled at that time, like after the holiday season is when it seems to me like it'll be more settled in for you at that time. Okay, yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Would this grandmother or this aunt figure make sense to you on mom's side, older than mom?
An aunt older than mom.
Or a grandmother or an aunt. So I've got somebody that steps up older than mom for you, that's the female that's coming through here. She's also making me aware that she had some issues with her legs or her feet, because she's showing me difficulty in walking there with her.
Well, my mom had neuropathy in her legs, so
okay.
That sounds like my mom.
Okay. Okay, would there also be somebody else, a generation above her, that had these issues, or they could be supporting her with that, but there's also someone there on the other side with her, so either her mom or an older sister would be there with her as well. Okay. Yeah, mom's coming through as well with her. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And would you also understand the diabetes in the family that's coming through, the diabetes?
Yes, that was my mother.
Okay.
And her brother. Her brother as well.
Okay. Yeah, so I do have mom coming through, and I am very aware that there is a generation up or an older sister for your mom that she's wanting to mention is over there with her on the other side as well. And they are giving you this move. They are giving you new job and career situation. They are giving you an end to a difficult situation and things moving forward, and a sense of your health or feeling better or stronger or more energy is coming forward around you. And that will happen. The energetic boost will happen before the new year.
Wow. So the move itself, is that move to can you ask them if it's to Maryland? Can they get that specific?
Let me see if they can give me that. Would you understand more that it would be just somewhere, wherever you were thinking it was, somewhere just south of there? I don't know if there's somewhere. I'm not familiar because I'm a California girl, and I'm. But they're giving me, when you said Maryland, and they pulled you just south of there. So I don't know if it's one town south of where you think you were going, or one town south of a big city there, or just south of where that is. But it's south.
That could mean one of two things. It could mean that the house is going to be in a nearby state because it's like a tri-state area. Or it could be that the job is in a different state. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about that either, because they're just pulling you just somewhat south. So either way, that's working out. And would you understand who had the issue with the teeth? Because they're showing me teeth.
My aunt on my dad's side.
All right. You've got several people that are wanting to make an entrance here for you, sweetie. So this is also another sign that there's big change coming around you. When in a mini reading like this on a radio show, like, we really try to get targeted one or two people in here really quick, get your answers going. But you've got several people lining up to want to come in, and they're using all my faculties because my back teeth hurt really bad. So they're using all my – so no, you do have big change. That's okay. It's a blessing I have, so know that. But they're using everything they can to get through. You've got both sides of the family stepping up here for you. Please know that you do have these big changes coming forward for you, and just go with the flow of that direction. But you have to keep putting your efforts forward. Like, this isn't lined up like it's, you know, smack down, done deal. There's still efforts that have to be put forward in place for you as well. And would you understand the name Michael that keeps coming through for me here?
Gosh, are you talking about Archangel Michael or somebody that I knew named Michael?
Somebody that you knew with the name of Michael. They're giving me the Michael connection.
Yes.
Of course,
I
Archangel
had a friend.
Go ahead.
Well, I had a friend in college by the name of Michael.
Okay. It just feels like there may be something about where you're going that has the connection here, or the support around it, or what he may have known here, or maybe he's got a connection there for you. So might be a good idea to look him up, since he's the one that came to your brain first.
He's on the other side. He's on the other side. He's deceased.
Got it. Oh, okay, got it. Know that there's some kind of a connection then he would be bringing forward for you here on this side. And so they're wanting to connect you to others, so you have to continue to put your efforts forward to make this move and all of this change possible and happen for yourself. There's still efforts that need to be made here, like, you know, cross your T's, dot your I's, get stuff lined up.
Okay. Leanne, though, is it the job that I applied for that they're talking about, that job in Maryland? Is it that job?
I feel that it is that job that's coming forward. And would you understand that, is there some kind of, is it somehow civically minded, or does it give back in some way, this job?
Yeah, it does in some way. Yes, I would say so.
Because I feel it gives, there's some kind of giving back here, or giving to the community in some way, that there's a connection here that I'm getting with the job that's coming forward for you. So I'm getting that. So it could be that the house is just south, something about it, or something is just south of wherever the city is, or wherever that you were thinking, because they keep showing me once again south. Thank you. But there's still something that needs to be done here to make all of this happen. And I keep feeling tell you, I don't know if it's like a second interview or something else that still is coming forward, or securing housing or whatever it might be. But I still feel like there's some hoops or some things that have to be jumped through here first before it all comes through. But you'll be made to know, like, when it happens, you'll have to put forward. So in other words, when the next step comes, you have a choice. You can either pull your energy back and stay where you are, or you can make these changes and jump forward for yourself here. There will be choice involved with it for you. So if you want the move, you want the job, and you want all of these changes, then there will be need to put efforts forward to continue to make it happen. That's all.
Okay.
No stress.
All right.
No, I mean, moving and new job and all that stuff, that's stress enough. No, but you're definitely be giving, they're giving me the symbol of the world for you. And so for me, I know that that means that things are going to be moving and shaking for you in a big way, plus the efforts of everybody here trying to get through.
Well, I'm getting a lot of feathers. I see I'm finding feathers everywhere I go almost on a daily basis now, and a lot of birds are landing in front of me and chirping away at me. It's unusual. So I feel like there's something is coming.
Mm-hmm. And
but
you know how
birds also will
feather their nest and get things ready and get things prepared for the winter. And so that would be a sign or a symbol for you to get things prepared. That's like, you know, that's another sign for you to know to get everything prepared. You may want to start putting things in boxes now or things like that to make sure everything lines up for you.
Okay, I will definitely do that. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Laura. Thank you, Leanne, for that lovely reading. Laura, just remember, just go over to Mike Spirit FM in the archives for a copy of your reading. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go straight back to the phone lines. We have a Skype caller, and I believe you pronounce it like Chevy, I think. Hi, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, can I take your name, please?
Yeah, it's Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Yeah.
Okay, Siobhan, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Ireland.
From where, sorry?
Ireland.
Oh, from Ireland, is it? Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I just wanted to get a reading, Michael, or see if you could pick up anything for my brother-in-law.
Okay, well, you know, I can't guarantee that I can bring somebody through, okay? All I can do is offer myself to the spirit world and see what they bring through. So if that's okay, I can do that for you.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Because, you know, instantly I'm aware of someone that steps close into the vibration here. And as I'm aware of this person, excuse me, I do believe that this is a gentleman that would have passed on to the spirit world. A gentleman that I know that when he passed, he makes me aware that his transaction from this life into the next life was quite a smooth transaction. So I know that when he passed, it was quite a smooth passing home to the spirit world for him of when he left this vibrational life here. I know that he's a man that I want to say that would have carried a little bit of weight with him before he passed over to the spirit world. I don't want to say excessively big, but you know, he carried just a bit of weight there, in his body wise before he passed. He does make me aware that he would have been quite a casually dressed man, if I can say that there too, because I know that's the way he was, very casually dressed. Very much laid back as well in his character, because I know that he makes me aware, you know, I just want to put my feet up and just enjoy my quiet moments and particularly enjoy my life with us here. To understand of it.
Yeah, that's like him, yeah.
Okay, you've gone very echoey at the moment.
Can you hear me better now?
That's it, that's better. I missed what you just said. Do you understand of a man like this?
I do, yeah.
Okay, and would I be right in saying to you that since this man has passed, there hasn't been a moment that's gone by that you haven't thought of him? Do you understand of that?
I do indeed, yeah.
Because
every
he
day.
Makes me aware, okay, because he makes me aware that he would have been very close to you when he was here with us. He was very closely connected there to you in this vibrational life of when he was here with us. He
yeah,
does
that's
want
true, yeah.
Okay, he does want me to say that to you that, you know, and I know it's probably the most hardest thing for us to do is to adjust to the loss of losing to someone to the spirit world. But he says to us that we have to let go. Do you understand why I would say that to you at the moment?
I do, yeah.
Okay, because I know that it's like, you know, every hanging on with every ounce of thought that we have left there, that's what you're doing at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I could be grand for a day or two, and then I just, like, remember something or I think of something, and then I'm back to square one again, kind of.
You know, bless your heart, because I know that he's so close to you at the moment. He says to me that you're starting to, you kind of believe that you're sensing him yourself, is that right?
That's That's true, yeah. Like, just once or twice I'd kind of asked him to give me a sign, and then a few hours later then I'd kind of get like a stroking on my cheek or the hairs in my hand. I'd get like a cool breeze around me.
Perfect, because he says to me, you just tell her that I'm there with her. I haven't left her. I'm always going to be around her vibration. Now, I know that you're saying about this feeling with your hair, but you've also felt or you've seen like a shadow that goes past you every now and again as well. Do you understand of this?
One yesterday, but it was like I thought I was actually imagining it, but it was like a dark kind of a shadow, but it was very quick.
Perfect, you know, because he says to me, you just tell her that's what I'm there with her. So, you know, it's just his way of letting you know that he is very much around your vibration. You know, he's very much there in the spirit world trying to guide you and influence you the best way he can, because he tells me whenever he give you influence or whenever he was trying to influence anyone, it would always be with the best intention. So I know that I have a very much down-to-earth man. I have a man that's very sincere in his ways, a man that's very positive, let me say that to you, in his vibrational life. Do you understand that?
Yeah, that's Mike 100%.
Perfect. Okay. Now, I know, there's quite a host of them there in the spirit world that wants to be remembered there too, actually. You know, there's a lady that he allows to come through with him. Now, would you understand of his mum in the spirit world? Because I know that I want to call this lady mum.
Yeah, she was lovely.
Okay, because I know I've got this lady that calls mum here to me. I know that I've got somebody else that comes through as well that makes me aware. You know, his mum was very short, very much, very slim in the build. Do you understand of that?
I know his mum was tall, but my grandmother was very slim and short.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that this lady is very slim. She's quite short, and she's saying quite short. I want to say maybe around 5'1", 5'2", of the height of when she was here with us. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, that would be my grandmother.
Bless her heart, because I know that I've got your grandmother that comes through, and your grandmother was such a strong lady in her character-wise there. Is that right?
It is, yeah.
Okay. So I know that your grandmother joins us here as well, and, you know, I do believe I just want to bring somebody here, what's the word I'm looking for? Very much forceful in whichever or whatever she had to say. Do you understand this?
I didn't really know her. She died when I was only 2 or 3, so I wouldn't remember a lot about her.
Okay, well, you know, she brings her forceful ways through, okay? It's almost like as if I need to say that to you, you know, you can do this. You will do this. You have to have a bit more courage and a bit more strength inside yourself, and you will overcome this difficult time within your life. Because I know that you're kind of blaming yourself for things at the moment. You're being so hard on yourself at the moment. And she's saying to me, come on, girl. We can do better than this. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I want to move to Australia. And I just started my residency application. But I have to do English exams. And I'm nervous about doing them because I have to get really high marks for the visa. And then I'm just wondering then when I get out there, will I be able to do it? And
well, you know, stop being so harsh on yourself, because you can't achieve what you set out to achieve, okay? And, you know, we'll just know that they're both there with you, willing you on and trying to push you in every way that they possibly can, because, you know, they when they was yours, they would have believed in you then, and they believe in you now that they're in the spirit world, and they just want you to go forward and to know that they are behind you 100% of the way. Do you understand that? Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah. Can you pick up a time frame for Australia, Mike, could you?
I can certainly ask them and see what they have to say on that. okay. You know, not that I believe I can predict your future, because I can't, okay? But I believe maybe it's not this year. I believe it's next year. That's where you're looking towards more, isn't it? Towards maybe the middle, beginning to middle of next year. Is that right?
Yeah, any time next year, really.
There we
maybe
are.
Maybe probably June, July, yeah.
There we are, perfect, okay, because I believe it's middle, beginning to middle of next year. That's when your life will change there for you. And, you know, I want to say that you be confident, because you can achieve that there. So if that's the Australia trip, then just know that they are behind you 100% the way this one. Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, and you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I would say thank you very much for calling in.
That's great. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and I believe that we have area code. I've just lost my train of thought. 256. Hi, 256. Can we take your name there, please?
Hey. Hi, Mike. This is Wanda. My daughter Heather's going to talk to you guys for a minute because she's got some things going on. I'm going to pass the phone back to her, okay? Here she is. It's Heather from Alabama.
Hello?
Hi, that's Heather, is it?
Yes, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. And where was it that you're calling in from?
Calling from Alabama.
Alabama, okay. Leanne, you back with us there now?
I'm here. Yeah, I got dropped for a minute there, but I'm back.
I'm panicking there, Leanne. I really want to. I knew that, you know, if we kept on knocking on the door, you would answer this. So let me hand you over there to Heather. Heather, this is Leanne, and enjoy your reading.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Heather. Hi. You know what? I'm just going to put this out there for you first, because as soon as I heard your voice, I felt there was something either about a child or a baby. And is there anything about a child or a baby? I feel like there is a child or a baby coming, or an opportunity for a child or a baby coming. So would that make sense to you at all?
I've got one. There better not be another one coming.
Okay. Well, I feel like if you don't want another one, that, you know, make sure that you're keeping all your, you know, you're taking care of that side of things. Because the first thing that they said was opportunity for that. Okay, good.
You
got all of that lined up, and good news with that. Would you understand, do you have a daughter already?
I have a son.
Okay. I'm not sure where the female energy is coming in and why they're mentioning this to me, so I'm just giving that to you forward from the spirit world, because I have a female that is a grandmother figure for you on the other side that's connecting in. So go ahead and ask your question.
I just want to know what all you saw around me, like spirit-wise or anything.
Mm-hmm. And would you understand the young male in spirit that also connects to your energy field that comes forward?
A young male?
Mm-hmm. A male that's on the younger side, passed when he was younger, is what he's giving me. So I feel like this is somebody that passed before they were in their 40s. He's giving me that he had a young and a fast passing here. But I do see that he's also showing me here with you that there is information for you about a relationship that's coming forward, and that you're going to be moving forward with a relationship here, or moving in a healthy direction with a relationship here. But this gentleman that's showing me that he passed early, there's something about him and his lungs, and either something happened in his chest, a fast-passing lungs. I'm having a hard time breathing with him. Would you understand the male that passed younger? I don't know if you want to think back to when, you know, a back at a time, but there is a young passing with hair. Thin male. He has got dark hair, fair skin. He's got lighter colored piercing eyes. Doesn't mean that they're necessarily blue, but if they were brown, they would be a light kind of amber color to them, or that they're a greenish color is what that he's giving me. So does this male resonate with you? Because he's very much standing here in my room, and something happened with him and his lungs and breathing.
Not to my knowledge.
All right. I would ask around there. There's somebody that's connected to you, a male that passed too soon, or a male that's connected to you, a male that you're connected to. So through relationship in some way, that there is a younger male that passed. He's snapping his fingers at me. He went fast. He's really wanting to come forward and be known here. There's also something about the name, a J-O name. So this is either a John or a Joe or a Joseph. It could be with the name that he's giving me. So either somebody connected here on this side to him, or somebody on the other side connected, that he would be his name, or somebody that he would be mentioning here on this side. Do you recognize that name?
The only J names I know are alive.
Okay, so he may be mentioning that. So is there a significant other that you have that has that name
No.
Okay. Well, this male is the one that's wanting to come through to you in spirit. So it's very interesting because he's talking about ending of a difficult phase and moving forward for you. But that I feel somebody's motives around you aren't exactly all the way on the up and up. So he's saying to watch around somebody's motives that are connected here for you. You're going to be going through a time of where you're going to be expanding in on what it is that you do because career opportunities are coming forward for you. And there's a sense of paying off debt. So money's coming forward to be able to pay off debt around you as well.
Oh, that's awesome. This,
yeah, this male is also mentioning the loss of a front tooth. He's not going away, which is really interesting. So he's mentioning the loss of a front tooth. So if you don't have the loss of a front tooth, this may be another marker that this gentleman also has lost a front tooth at some point, like being knocked out.
I have all my teeth. And
yeah, okay, so then this could be a connection. Yeah, this could be a connection then to him about having this tooth that was knocked out. So that may be another marker that when you mention this to someone that they'll say they know exactly who that is. I do feel that there is a male around you that's close around you that will be even stepping in closer. So that a relationship that grows, a relationship that affects in a very positive way or something coming together or something healing. So would you understand about the relationship he's talking about that will be having some kind of a healing here?
Honestly, I'm not into any relationship right now. I do have a couple people trying to talk to me, so it's a little, I don't know about.
Okay, so then I'm going to go into a past relationship that will come to either a new understanding or a healing coming forward for you, and that this gentleman's related in some way to that male or is connected some way to that male because he's wanting to put some healing around you as far as relationship goes. So it would be somebody in your past or somebody pretty recent so that you can move forward. You can't move forward until you really have a healing with this past relationship that's being brought forward here. Okay, yeah, something with an ex or you know, with, you know, perhaps with your son's father or something that of some sort of a healing coming forward for you here in relationship to that so that you can truly move forward. Yeah, because you got Archangel Raphael as well stepping in here. But there is something about career, job, and then money coming forward so that you can pay things off is what I'm being given here as well. Okay. Any other questions that you have?
There was an incident a few days ago. I was wondering about the reason why I've called. That you've heard people saying about baby monitors picking up things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I woke up to my son talking, you know, babbling. He's almost a year old, but he wasn't alone. There was another voice babbling with him, but there was no one in the room but him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I'm calling to see if there's someone that, you know, is someone around my son, because it is a little scary, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, no, it certainly can be, and I understand that as well. And he's connecting into the spirit world, and children have that very innate ability to do that. It's not fearful, and there's no danger being put around you or your child or any of those situations right now. He's connecting into his guides. And so there's a sense of him still having that connection and that real closeness before the veil begins to get thicker between him. And as kids get older and older, the veil begins to get thicker and thicker between people. And so are between those of us and the spirit world. But he still has that very close connection and is doing that. And I feel like things that are going on around you, that your son very much is an energy balancer with things. And so it would make a lot of sense to me that not only your son, but his guides and your guides are all working together to bring things forward for you. Because they're making me feel very aware like there have been some struggles for you here in the past, and that there's a need at this time that to move forward, and a want on your part too. And so the spirit world through your son is also helping you in a lot of ways. Be able to make that balance and be able to get that back in alignment here for you so that you can have the better, you know, more choices or opportunities in career, and then also with other areas of your life moving forward, in a sense of becoming more and more independent on your own, because there is now a figure that steps forward on dad's side of the family here for you, and this male says that there is more independence coming forward for you very soon. So this is coming through things being paid off for you and things on your own, and the independence feels like that more security, more being able to stand on your own two feet kind of thing. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I can understand it.
Yeah, so there's that
bit more
turning.
Stability.
Yeah, and so this is coming forward for you. So they're helping you get balanced to put on the right track. Please know that your son is very safe, very loved, very much being watched over by the spirit world, but he's definitely an energetic magnet barometer kind of thing is what I call it. Probably will always be sensitive. So here's some advice that I have for anybody that has like a sensitive kid like this, is that what you want to do is really be careful not to get introduced processed foods or things like soda pop to these kids, and try your best not to have too much any kind of sugar or things like that other than in whole fruits till after they're 2 years old. After they're 2 years old, his system can handle it a little bit better. But he's definitely a sensitive kid. Yeah.
Well, he's more sensitive feelings-wise.
Yeah. But know, yeah, too, that their little nervous systems have a hard time taking in some of the sugars and things like that when they're like that. But, yeah, definitely sensitive-wise and picking up on the spirit world. When we're a barometer for the spirit world, too, we also do have to, and I know Mike could attest to this, too, like we have to watch how much sugar and sugars that we take in and what kind of sugars that we take in. We need to be careful with that. And so that's kind of the situation that they're showing me here also for your son as well. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for talking
to
me.
Absolutely. And just, you know, giving you that information about this male that's in spirit. And then if it rings a bell for you, you just listen back here in the archives of the show. And I bet you're going to find out, or it'll come to you, who this guy is that either drowned or something happened with his lungs.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie. Thanks, Heather.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay, well, thank you there, Heather, for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in. Leanne, I know that we need to go to another music break. I know that this is another one that's massive in the UK at the moment. I'm sure that it is in the US. If not, you're going to hear a lot of this song.
Me.
That was Katy Perry and the new song Raw. Did you like that one, Leanne?
Yeah, I actually have heard that song. I put in there that I hadn't heard it, and then I was like, oh, wait, yeah, I have. That's Katy Perry, so.
So Katy Perry, you know, a fantastic song. You know, I remember being on the scaffold in the day when that song came out live on the radio, first time, laying my bricks up on the scaffold, and I'm thinking, this is a catchy tune. I like this.
Yeah, it's a good song. She does great work. She's very interesting as a person, too.
Well, I can imagine she is. She does some wonderful music. She really does. Anyway, let's go back to the phone line. We have another side caller. Well, I'm not even going to try and pronounce the caller's name, but say, hi, are you there with us? Hi, Skype caller. Is it something?
Sanam.
That's the one.
Hello?
How do you pronounce it?
Sanam.
Samhan. Okay. And yeah. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New Delhi, India.
From India, perfect. Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for the?
I wanted to know if I had any messages from the other side.
Okay, well, I can certainly help you with that, okay, and see what comes through, okay. You know, the first thing I'm aware of there, as I'm listening to your voice, is a lady that's in the spirit world that wants to connect you with me. And as I'm aware of this lady, I believe that she would link to your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. A lady that I feel very protective, and I know that's the way she would have been, very protective of when she was here with us, because she wants to wrap her arms around me. Very much like a motherly feeling there in the spirit world. So do you understand me of your mum there in the spirit world?
I do, yes.
Okay. And your mum would have been a very protective lady, would have liked to, you know, kind of keep you all together. I want to gather everyone together. I want to just make sure that you're all fed and keep him well, because I know that's the way that your mum comes through. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying to you, when your mum passed, that it was a kind of a long, drawn-out passing with your mum, because I feel as if your mum suffered for some time there before she passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of that?
No, it's fairly sudden, actually.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that you, with your mum, when she passed, she must have been confined or restricted, either to a chair or a bed or something, is that right?
No, she had a heart attack and was running around the day before.
Okay. Okay, well, she certainly makes me aware that if she had a heart attack, it wasn't the first one that she had, is that right?
No, it wasn't her first heart attack.
It was her first?
Yes.
Okay, well, I know I've got your mum's energy that comes through with me at the moment. And, you know, what she makes me aware of is keeping everybody safe and well. And I know that's the way that she would have been when she was here with us. Now, would I be right with your mum in saying that she comes from quite a large family, is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that her family, there must have been like maybe 8 or 9 of them there in her family, is that right there?
This sounds like my grandmother.
Okay, that's fine. See, if it's your grandmother, then that's fine. So your grandmother would have been confined for a while before she passed. Is that right? Okay, bless her heart. That's fine. See, because I know that she comes through. See, so your grandmother would have been like a motherly figure to you. She would have kind of looked after you in some way. I know that there would have been lots of support there for your grandmother when she was here with us. And she makes me well aware here that there's lots of them now in the spirit world. I know, see, as your grandmother comes closer to me, that she talks to me that there's concerns around your life at the moment. Do you understand that you're quite worried about other people in your life at the moment?
Yes and no. I'm sort of at a crossroad in my own life.
Okay. Okay, because she makes you aware of that there's a few concerns there. And she says to me that you're the kind of person that's very much of a deep-thinking kind of a person. Do you understand her there?
Yes.
And she makes me aware that spirituality, you enjoy everything spiritual, is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you would like to know more about spirituality? Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay, see, because she makes me aware that you are open to understanding the spirit world. And as you are open to it, she makes me aware there that, you know, that you're taking everything in step by step. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And see, she says to me that there is an awareness there with yourself. Do you understand that you are aware of the spirit world yourself in some way?
I am, yes.
See, because I know that there's an awareness there with yourself. I know that, there's a... See, if I said to you that this that spirituality would go back in your family in some way as well, is that right?
It does, yes.
Okay, see, because I know I'm aware that it goes back in your family in some way. And I know, see, that she makes me aware to say that to you that it kind of goes down through the generations, there within the family. And she said, see, she talks to me about, you know, that you have to... Push yourself hard because you will achieve your targets. Do you understand that you're kind of setting yourself a few targets at the moment and you're pushing hard at these? And I know I want to say that the more that you push, the easier it will become there for you. You know, there's quite a lot of, I don't want to use the word fear, but you kind of fear things around your life at the moment that you're not sure about. Do you understand of this?
No.
Yeah, and she says to me there that what brings within that fear, there's a lot of emotion that's tied there with it. So you are quite an emotional kind of person as well there. Is that right there?
Yes, I am.
See, because I know that she's aware of all these emotions that run around in your mind there. And she of what she says there to me, that you have to try and rise above these emotions, rise above them, because... the more that the spirit will connects with you, the better of an understanding that you have. But first things first, let's take charge of yourself. Let's take control of yourself, because that way we're able to walk forward, onwards and upwards. And that's what she wants there for you, your grandmother there in the spirit world. Now, would you understand of your grandfather there as well? Because I'm aware of a granddad that comes in as well.
Yes.
And your granddad was a very hard-working man throughout his life. Do you understand this? I don't know, but, you know, I feel as if I want to work with, like, I don't know if he was, like, a market trader or he worked in a shop or something. I don't know, but I believe, I feel I was, you know, I had a very good gift of being able to talk to people. I had a very good gift of communicating with people. Do you understand that he was a good communicator when he was here with us?
Yes.
See, and in some way, I feel like he could have been a very powerful man when he was here with us as well. So do you understand that with your grandfather there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, bless his heart, because I know that he joins us as well. And see, with the two of them standing either side of you, see, I know that there's a lot of support there to yourself there in the spirit world. I've been told your family as well, lots of support to you and your family there from the spirit world. And, you know, there's a lot of thoughts running around in your mind at the moment as well, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, there's a saying that take the bull by the horns. Take on those life's challenges. Take the bull by the horns, and you'll see a big difference in yourself, because I know that it's pushing forward. That's what I want there from you, there, is to push you forward from your grandmother and your grandfather in the spirit world, and they will always walk side by side there with you. Now, I know as well that they make me aware that they've been trying to attract your attention there, particularly around your home. So would you understand around your home, you know, my awareness is drawn to lights and electrics. Has there been something to do with an electrical problem in your home there of late?
Yes.
Yes, see, doesn't that prove to you that your grandmother, grandfather are with me there at the moment, bringing you this communication there from the spirit world? And, you know, what they tell me is, you just make sure you let them know that we are here. So just know that the spirit world is forever around you, always around you, willing you forward and wanting you to do your best there, because that's all they want of you, is for you to do your best there in this vibrational life there. Okay. Would you understand if I said to you that there's two children in your life at the moment? Is that right? There's two children?
No, I don't have any children.
Okay. Where's the two children that they recognize then?
I can't place them.
Were they that their nieces or nephews or something? I don't know, but they make me aware of the two children.
No.
Okay. Can you remember him saying that, Richie? Because I know sometimes we instantly think of those as, you know, our children, if you haven't got any. Spread your wings a little bit. There may be children that just catch up in your life there somewhere. I don't know. But they mentioned about they understand the two children. So check within the family there about the two children, because they certainly are aware of the two children. Now, I know that as they step back there from the spirit world, I'm being told to say that you need to start looking forward now towards the end of this year, because I know that there's lots of opportunities that's coming into your life, particularly towards the end of the year. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, because I want to say that you set the wheels in motion, and you watch, they'll be behind you every step of the way. Does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, I actually was wondering whether I should move country again. I've lived in different parts of the world, and I've only been back in India two years now, and I'm sort of getting itchy feet again.
Okay, that's where I want to go with the... let's look forward towards the end of the year. So if you've only been back in India 2 years, then that's where I want to place you. The thought has been in your mind to move to a different country. I don't know if you want... See, America keeps coming up, so I don't know if that's the place that you've been or that's the place where you want to go. Do you understand why I would bring America into this?
I have lived there in the past, but it's not where I want to go.
Okay. Well, I know that I'm aware of America, so if you've been there, then again, that's where they talk about the traveling, okay? So I know towards the end of the year that there's a time of where we can say, yes, onwards and upwards, let's move forward. So I know that that's for you, but, you know, it's something that we have to manifest, it's something that we have to want, and something that we need to do for ourselves, okay? Okay. Does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, bless your heart. Well, remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, Leanne, let's move quickly forward to our next caller. It's area code 618, and say hi, 618. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi. Yes, this is Venera. Thank you so much for picking my call. I thoroughly enjoyed those readings. I just thought they were just so inspiring. At least they were for me. So thank you. And thank you for picking up my call. And the funny thing is that I was disconnected 3 times today.
Aww.
So glad that I made it.
Well, you're here now.
Well, thank you.
That's just the way it works. And sometimes the calls get dropped and, you know, they come back in. But that's okay. We've got you now. Let me ask you, which one of the world do I call her from?
Illinois.
Okay, wonderful. Leanne, all over to you.
Okay, hi, sweetie. How can I help you today?
Hi. Well, I kind of have a couple of questions, but I think the best way for me is, I think, just to see if I have any messages from the other side.
Okay, absolutely. So you're just totally open to whatever comes forward for you.
Yeah, because
Fantastic.
I have so many things in my head right now. I don't know. I think that's the best way.
Well, also know, too, that that Mike's a great one to get to book, like, a full reading from if you have a lot of questions, or you can contact me also for, like, those full load of questions. I know Mike has Skype, so it doesn't matter that he's out of the country. He can connect it to you that way. You know what they're giving me for you, first of all, connecting in here for you, is that there's unnecessary worry going on around you. Okay, that you have planted some seeds well, that you have done some learning and growing in a certain area, and so that you can let go of the worry as things that you're wanting are coming forward for you. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a female that steps forward in spirit for me, and I know that she's on Dad's side of the family because she's standing there and she's saying, Dad would stand here. So I have a grandmother figure for you that steps forward on Dad's side of the family. And now is grandmother for you crossed over, sweetie?
Yes, both of them. And, it's funny because I just had her picture on my Facebook, actually. I just really missed her because where I am right now, it reminds me a lot of her initial home in the country. So I just missed her. So I can see that. Thanks.
Yeah.
And I also, she's making me feel very aware of being able to do many things, this woman. Like, she wasn't squeamish, she's giving me. She was very educated, very smart, but she also could do other things. And so she's giving me, like, my symbol for being able to cut, like, the head off a chicken and pluck it and cook it. And she's not squeamish in any way, although
yeah.
she's very intelligent. And what she's giving me here,
very.
She's also a she's also giving me that she's very much aware of the steps that you've taken to move your life forward. Now, there's a connection spiritually between the two of you, so it makes a lot of sense that she'd be the one stepping forward for you and then giving this reading here.
To be honest with you, I'm just going to be honest. I expected the other grandma, but that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, and you never know who you're going to get through or what, where the strength is, because she's giving you a lot of strength at this time. And she's making me feel also, too, like she's got connections back to another country. So I don't know, like, what that means or where the connections are coming from. Okay, great. Thank you. Uh-huh. And she's also making me feel like there's something that you're having, you're trying to revamp or fix. Like, you feel like you didn't quite make a choice right, or you didn't quite get everything pulled together in some way. And she's like, you're restructuring or you're tweaking things and making them. And she's like, you're on the right
relationship.
Track. And you're on the right track and you're on the right path here with this. And I also feel like with the relationship here that she's giving you, like, there's a past here, but there is unfinished business and still things to come forward here for you with the relationship. And so as you continue to step forward, there'll be things that still need to be completed and finished and all of that going on for you. She's making me feel very aware that you are smarter, prepared, ready to handle things, and ready to go forward. Now, would you understand who is in the medical field in some way? Because she keeps giving me my symbol for the medical field.
A man or a woman or me?
She's just giving me the sign. I don't know if it's like you stepping forward into the medical field or you wanting to do something in that regard, but she's giving me my symbol for that.
I actually do research on health, but not a doctor. There's one guy that I really liked, that he is in the medical field, but it's so nothing is going to happen. So I don't really know what to make with this.
Okay, I feel that there's something more coming forward with that, and you're going to take this in a direction. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to become a doctor, but there's something connected here for you and the medical field in some way. So it would be about looking towards that direction as you're tweaking through things. And she says she doesn't want you to stop thinking and growing and learning in that direction for yourself. And you keep taking steps and keep taking steps forward here. Now, I'm also being made aware, like, go ahead.
Sorry. She's saying anything about a relationship, because I don't really have anyone, and that concerns me. I'm 35. I'd really like to get married and have children. That's one of the reasons why I don't know if I should move out of the city where I am or just stay, because I just came here 2 years ago. So I'm just really concerned about that.
Yeah, no. She's giving me my symbol for, like, you still working through things where you're at. And so there is something about relationship that is connected to whatever it is that you do. It feels like there's a connection in your past of something that needs to come forward. It still isn't finished. So somebody that you already know is what she's giving me coming forward for you. So somebody you already have a connection to here, there's more to be had. There's unfinished business here and more to come forward for you with that before somebody new can come in necessarily, or this person that we're speaking of comes forward in a new way for you. So don't put boundaries or things on yourself. So if somebody else is in a relationship or connected to somebody else, you never know how those things work themselves through. You don't have bad behavior, she's giving me. So you're not going to come between somebody in their relationship. But
that's a concern of mine. I don't like doing that. So
no, you won't. And so things will work themselves through here so that you can keep your integrity attached is what she's giving me here for you. So I feel you need to stay put. You need to tweak things that are going on in your career life and continue forward learning with that. And then this is untangling itself in some way, this relationship of somebody you already know is the way she's giving it to me here. And so don't put worry around yourself about that. Now, the truth is, I'm not seeing kids for you, but it doesn't mean that you wouldn't be having them. It just means that at this point or today in this moment, they're not showing it. So I don't want to put fear around you or to think that you can't have your own, because I'm also being told by your grandmother here that that to remind you about my sister. And my sister had her first at 38. She had her second at 41. And so there's, you still have plenty of time around you if that's a direction that you're seeking or wanting to go. They're just not showing it to
me.
So I have to
I really would like that very much.
Mm-hmm. So know that it doesn't mean that it can't happen for you. And I do see family coming forward for you. So I do see relationship coming forward for you. But there's something about this past or this person that you know that still needs to be worked through in some way and to be able to fully move forward here for you. Yeah, that's what she's giving me. Now, would you understand with a female on the other side? I get a very quick passing with one of the females on the other side.
Okay. Everybody has passed very quickly, just so you know, in my family, primarily because of heart attacks. But she has really pretty quickly, and it's, I think, my grandma, the other one, because of a kidney something. Anyway, I'm telling you too much.
Right. Like within this reading that they're wanting to very much connect to you to say, like, you've made a choice to be where you are. There's still more to be had there. So don't give it up quite yet where you're at. And keep forward in the learning process is the real message that they have here for you. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're actually
doing really well. Yeah, you're doing really well, sweetie. You really are. You just... You know, and sometimes we just want what we want when we want it, you know, that kind of thing. But you hang on.
Yeah.
You're doing all the right things. You're really in a good spot.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You take care.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for calling in. No problem at all. The pleasure is all ours. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling
in. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Well, Leanne, we have about 8 minutes left of the show. You know, doesn't time fly?
Wow, it really did.
You know, Leanne, tell everyone more about yourself, where they can get a hold of you, how they can get a hold of you.
Yep, you can get a hold of me on Facebook. Leanne Thomas Medium is a page where I put my automatic writings and my channeled messages and other kinds of things of inspiration. I have a class that I'm getting ready to teach starting Tuesdays. It's all on the phone. It's a teleclass, so you don't have to have a computer. You don't have to know all kinds of fancy stuff. It's a beginning class to connect to your own personal spirit team. So if you're interested in expanding your connection to the spirit world, you can reach me, Leanne@angelichope.com. You can go to my website and check out the class, angelichope.com.
Okay, perfect. Leanne, you know, isn't that amazing, really, because you're starting up a brand new class. I've just started up a brand new class. So it's all moving forward, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It most definitely is. Well, Leanne, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. I want to play out with the song this evening. The only questions on my mind is, and I'm sure on all the listeners' minds, will you come back on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'd be an honor. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Leanne, for coming on this evening as my guest. And, you know, we hope to have you on again very, very soon. But I want to play out with this song, so I want to say for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.